Welcome to Side 12 of the Silva Method, the final side of our program. On this side, we'll take a look at how, slowly but surely, the power of human consciousness is coming to be acknowledged as a force that can truly shape the world. To begin, Dr. Bob Stone will discuss five specific steps you can take to continue the work you've begun through this program and to extend the benefits of your Silva training to those around you. Then we'll look at some of the long-range implications the Silva Method holds for your life and even for all of humankind. In closing, we'll do a final exercise to affirm what you've accomplished and to bring the benefits of your training to others. Now, here's Dr. Stone.
If you've participated in all the exercises you've heard on these cassettes, you're well on your way to developing your subjective mental powers to the fullest. Please note that I didn't say listened to the exercises. I said participated in them. Participation is the key word because the Silva Method is truly a method for doing things and for making things happen. Now I'd like to propose five specific steps you can take after you've come to the end of these tapes so that you can continue your self-transformation. Step one, you can attend the Silva Method Basic Lecture Series. This would be a very positive step for you to take toward making the most of your subjective powers of mind. See your progress guide for further information. Step 2. You can read the wide selection of books by and about Jose Silva and his work. These cover topics from healing yourself and others of physical problems to becoming more effective in your career. The books are available at any good bookstore. But as with every aspect of Silva training, simply reading the pages will not be enough to bring all the results you want. Putting the book down and doing the exercises is the key. Step 3. You can begin a 40-day self-training course to strengthen your intuitive and clairvoyant skills. As you've learned, the optimum time for working at your alpha level is when you first wake up in the morning. So that's when you should plan to implement this self-training. Here are the procedures you can follow. When you awaken in the morning, prop up your pillow so that you're no longer lying flat. Close your eyes, turn them slightly upward, and count down from 100. When you reach 1, tell yourself mentally, I am going to count from 1 to 5. When I reach 5, I will open my eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine, feeling better than before. Follow this procedure for the first 10 mornings. Then shorten your countdown, reducing it from 100 to 1 to 50 to 1. After 10 more mornings, reduce it again. Now you're counting from 25 to 1. Finally, on the last 10 mornings, count from 10 to 1. By this time, a 10 to 1 count will produce the same deep state of relaxation that a 100 to 1 count produced at the start. This can be a substitute for or a procedure leading up to the 3 to 1 method used in these tapes and in the 4-day training. For all of the 40 mornings, when you reach the count of 1, you should end your relaxation session in the following way. Tell yourself mentally, I am going to count from 1 to 5. When I reach 5, I'll open my eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine, feeling better than before. And it will be so. Step 4. Just going to your alpha level every morning is highly beneficial. But you can take another step by adding to your morning countdown exercise, which will deepen your alpha level after you've reached the count of 1. For example, you can perform progressive relaxation by concentrating on specific parts of your body. Start at your scalp, relax it, then progress downward through your forehead, eyes, mouth, and so on. As you do so, you can mentally repeat an affirmation such as, each time I relax this way, I go deeper, faster. Or you can visualize a peaceful scene that you recall. Make the mental pictures real. Feel that you are really there. And step 5. Remember that with your Silva training, you can benefit not only yourself, but other people as well. A good way to do this is to engage in subjective conversation after you've reached your alpha level. Visualize the person you need to speak with and mentally communicate with that person. If there's a problem to be solved, identify the problem and suggest a solution. Keep in mind that the form of the mental message you send is important, because at the subjective level, your higher self is in touch with the other person's higher self. If you try to communicate in a hostile way, the adversarial tone will only lead to failure. Problem-oriented thinking brings problems, and solution-oriented thinking brings solutions. So to communicate effectively, avoid who is right in favor of what is right. You can continue to build on what you've learned in this program by following the 5 steps I've just suggested, and you can also create new steps of your own. If you do, you'll reap the benefits in every area of your life.
Remember, you are in the vanguard of a great advance that's taking place in human understanding. As a student of the Silva Method, you've glimpsed the power of the mind, and you've already taken a large step toward learning how to use it fully. Here's Dr. Stone with some closing thoughts.
We are in the midst of a major shift in our understanding of how the world works, and at the same time of how human consciousness works. This shift is not something that's happening suddenly, like an earthquake or a political revolution. Rather, it's taking place gradually, but with great, great power, like the unstoppable progress of a glacier. Let's look first at where we've come from, and then at where we're going. For many hundreds of years, there was a mechanical view of nature, life, and the universe. There were always a certain number of great minds, like Galileo, whose minds were far ahead of their time. But they were mostly ignored, criticized, and very often persecuted. Basically, the official thinking about the universe was that it was like a big clock, with gears turning and lots of little wheels, all moving in a very predictable, precise way. At first, religion provided the answer as to who built the clock and kept it running. Later, a deterministic form of science had different answers, but they both agreed on at least one important point. Everything in the universe was all happening independently and outside of the powers of human consciousness. That is, if any such powers of human consciousness were even admitted to exist. The role of human consciousness was simply to admire the big clock, or perhaps to try to understand its workings. But human consciousness itself did not affect the clock, did not slow it down or speed it up or cause it to run backwards. The power of consciousness to influence the universe was ignored or rejected. People who thought differently were most often judged to be crazy. But today, all that has changed. Today, the mechanistic view of the universe is certainly not considered the unshakable truth that it used to be. And by most serious thinkers, the mechanistic model of the universe has largely been abandoned. We are beginning to see things in a new way, and to acknowledge the effects that human consciousness and intelligence can have on the physical level. To put it more succinctly, consciousness can have a direct effect upon matter. To put it even more succinctly, what you do with your mind can change things. The purpose of the Silva Method is to allow you to do just that, to use the full power of your consciousness and to use it in a controlled way to bring about the positive results you desire. Science now knows that we are not creatures of circumstance, but that we are creators of circumstances. The perceived world, the sights we see with our eyes and the sounds we hear with our ears, the perceived world is a world of solid matter. Yet the most recent scientific theories suggest that this is an illusion. Behind the perception of solid matter lies the atom, with as much space between its nucleus and the electrons rotating around it as there is space, relatively speaking, between the sun and the planets. Matter is solid? That idea is just as much an illusion as the idea that space is empty. Slowly but surely, as we learn how to use our minds to their full capacity, we begin to see through the illusions of the perceived world. We become aware of the much more subtle world that lies beyond our eyes and ears, the world of unlimited energy, unlimited intelligence, and truly unlimited possibilities. We are no longer limited by past conditioning, which was intended to serve the perceived world. We are set free of IQs, bank balances, and negative experiences in the past. We can rise above the time and space limits of the everyday objective perceptions so that we can function mentally in genius-like ways. Remember, consciousness and thought are true energy. Where they go, energy goes. How can the injection of right brain consciousness into science, education, politics, and medicine change our lives? In a word, the answer is immeasurably. Once the unlimited power of the mind is recognized, we'll begin to understand and accept how profoundly subjective experience shapes the external events of our lives. The next step is implementing the techniques that control subjective experiences and give them practical use. Once these techniques are mastered, and you've acquired many of them during this program, we'll be able to use the creative source within us to solve our problems, both as individuals and as nations. We will all rise to a new level of mutual respect and harmony. And as we change, we will change history. Right now, today, silver practitioners are in their mental laboratories, transforming sick bodies into healthy ones. Silver-trained entrepreneurs are using the glass of water technique to change poor bank balances into rich ones. And silver-trained counselors are using mirror of the mind techniques to transform painful relationships into happy ones. You have learned to do these things yourself, and with practice you'll learn to do them even more effectively. We are just beginning. There's no denying that humanity has achieved great things in the objective physical dimension. We are veteran explorers of the Earth, the sea, and even outer space. But in the subjective dimension, we are still infants. We're still learning to crawl. Even today's most proficient clairvoyants are only beginners compared to those who will emerge in the future. The abilities we'll acquire as right-brain, left-brain human beings, totally in control of the full power of our consciousness, will rival science fiction. Let's look now at how life on Earth will be different when everyone uses both hemispheres of the brain. This may not happen tomorrow, but it will come to pass sooner than you might expect. Today, only about 10% of the population is able to access the alpha level in a controlled way. That may not seem like a very large percentage. The biologist Dr. Rupert Sheldrake, however, has investigated the phenomenon of communal intelligence, which he refers to as the morphogenetic field. This is the single, larger mind of which we are all a part, the world mind, the universal mind. You and I and the rest of humanity, as we live and learn, we are feeding our learning into this larger mind. Now here is the really interesting part. Sheldrake believes that once a certain critical number of individuals within a species have learned a more advanced way of thinking or behaving, the entire species also acquires that new way of thinking or behaving, owing to the species' collective participation in the larger mind, the morphogenetic field. In other words, when a certain critical number or percentage of primitive human beings first learn to make tools, or to light fires, or to tame animals, that knowledge then became available to everyone. We do not know exactly what that critical number is for human beings, but once it is reached, everyone becomes aware of a new way of thinking or is enabled to perform a new task. They have a higher baseline for their concepts. As a result, their health improves. Their intelligence sharpens. Their creativity is heightened. We do know, however, that there is a real need to accelerate the training of the 90% of humanity who are still innocent of their right brain powers, so that the collective mind of humanity will become programmed for bicameral mental functioning, which will then become our enlightened way of life. Instead of inhabiting an exclusively left-brain world, everyone will be able to function intuitively, creatively, and clairvoyantly, because everyone is part of the morphogenetic field. Another phase in the evolution of the planet will have taken place when we can all use our right-brain powers, and I am convinced it'll be a better world. So is Jose Silva. Can you imagine how different life on Earth would be if everyone used both brain hemispheres? What would be the effect on world peace if differences among individuals, including the heads of nations, were addressed subjectively as a matter of what is right instead of who is right? Picture yourself as the leader of a government. A conflict is arising with a nearby nation. You program yourself to awaken during the night at the optimum time for communicating with the president of the other country. Language differences mean nothing when communication is at the subjective level. Your higher self is in touch with your counterpart's higher self. Your mental imaging creates a new relationship. You reinforce this with verbalizing. You imagine a successful, amicable outcome to the international conflict. And in the days that follow, this is exactly what comes to pass. Then you return to your alpha level and project your mind into the future, so that possible differences can be quickly identified and settled at the first stages through subjective communication. What will business management be like when executives are able intuitively to make the correct key choices? There will be few, if any, business failures. Suppose you were an investment banker, for instance, and you were called upon to make a decision about committing millions of dollars to a high-risk project. Your bank could lose it all if you say yes. But if you say no and the project succeeds, a rival banker will reap the rewards. You consult with your business associates, but in the end, the decision is yours, and it must be made now. You put the three fingers of your hand together, and immediately you're in touch with the wisdom of your subjective mind. You decide to fund the project. Your bank makes millions, and you're called a genius. And you are a genius, but everyone else is too. The difference is, you know how to access your power and put it to use. How would the world be changed if a geologist were able to determine psychically the exact location of energy resources? What if an airline pilot, trying to land a disabled plane, were able to do it flawlessly after clairvoyantly summoning a more experienced pilot to be at his side? What if the best course to saving a troubled marriage could be discovered by merely asking that it be revealed by drinking a half glass of water? Think of the revolutionary changes in healthcare if doctors shifted their emphasis from treating illness to keeping people healthy in the first place, and if they used the natural power of their minds more than chemicals and medications in making people well. Expensive and risky tests will be bypassed as human clairvoyance is able to determine the cause of health problems. In his book entitled Recovering the Soul, A Scientific and Spiritual Search, Dr. Larry Dossey of Dallas, Texas, describes how a patient suffered cardiac arrest during surgery but was successfully resuscitated. Later, this patient described some things she saw while her heart was stopped. She saw that the chief surgeon was wearing unmatched socks that day. She knew the names of the surgeons awaiting their next case down the hall from the operating room, and she listed the upcoming surgeries posted on the blackboard in the surgeon's lounge. All this was completely accurate, and it was astonishing. But even more astonishing was the fact that this patient had been blind from birth and had never actually seen anything in her whole life. This is an example of the power of the mind, and once we begin to use it fully, there's nothing we can't accomplish. Where do you fit into this rising tide of expanding consciousness? Although I began a few moments ago by speaking of the future, what I've said could just as well be a review of what you've learned in this program, because you've already acquired all the mental tools I've just spoken about. If you have a problem to solve, you use the glass of water technique or dream control to affect a solution. If there's a goal you want to reach, you use the mirror of the mind to program for it. Or you can employ the three picture technique using the colors blue, green, and red. If you have a business decision to make, you go to your mental laboratory and let your counselor help you. If there's an immediate need for genius-like action on your part, you put your three fingers together to access your intuitive wisdom. All of these Silva Method tools and the multitude available to you through continued training trigger both more of your mind and the larger mind to which it is connected to go to work for you. It's my hope that with all you've learned and all you will learn, you'll achieve every one of your dreams. Let's do a final exercise together, knowing that this is not the end, but rather the beginning of your daily alpha time on your own, improving your health, increasing your creativity, productivity, and income, harmonizing your relationships, and helping others to do the same. Here's Laura Silva to guide you through the first part of this exercise. In the second part, I'll ask you to go to the laboratory level to help with some planetary problems.
We will start this exercise with the 3-2-1 method. Find a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 3 times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2 3 times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 1 3 times. You are now at level 1, the basic plane level that you have learned to use for a purpose, any purpose you desire. We will now impress information for your benefit, programming patience, trust, understanding, and compassion in everything you do, and success in achieving all your goals. From this moment on, you will have greater patience with yourself and others. You will have greater trust in your own intuitive wisdom and in your ability to touch the wisdom of others for the benefit of all. You will have greater understanding of your own shortcomings and those of others. And you will recognize the positive things you can do to transform these shortcomings into positive qualities. You will have greater compassion for yourself and others, and you will know that forgiveness is the first all-important step toward harmony among people. From this moment on, you will be able to use these powers of mind to achieve all that is best for yourself and all of humanity. Please stay at your level. Here's Dr. Stone.
Thank you, Lara. We are going to program for some positive planetary changes at our laboratory level now, with a 10-to-1 countdown. I'll give you time to greet your counselor and to say a welcome prayer. Ready your mental screen. See yourself on your mental screen. Surround yourself with a brilliant blue-white light. See yourself getting whatever you need from this light for your total well-being, including health, love, wisdom, and a closeness to universal intelligence. Now change the scene to planet Earth. See the whole planet on your mental screen. See it slowly revolving. See it getting brighter with every turn as it becomes more and more enlightened and in harmony. You have a telescope in your laboratory. You can point it at your mental screen and zero in on anything you choose. Prepare to do this. As you peer through the scope, you see physicians working side by side with psychics to improve the healing process. Mentally say, so be it. Move the telescope. Now you see prisons empty, the streets safe, and people trusting one another. So be it. Another picture. Statesmen and diplomats are adding subjective communication to their diplomacy and bringing greater understanding in the world. So be it. Focus on some part of the world that has been impoverished and short of food. People are eating. Children are thriving. There is no more famine. So be it. Now see something of your own choosing and program for it to come to pass. Thank you. Please thank your counselor. Say a farewell prayer. And come out on your own, 1 to 10, 1 to 5, wide awake and in perfect health.
This is Jose Silva. You have now completed the audio cassette version of the Silva Method course. At this point, a personal graduation ceremony is in order, or rather, a commencement ceremony, for this is indeed a commencement, not an end but a beginning. From now on, the rest of your life should be the best of your life. This becomes so as you now begin to better fulfill the responsibility given to you when you were born to this material world from the spiritual dimension. Now that you have strengthened your connection to higher intelligence, you've acquired the ability to solve all types of problems, to alleviate suffering, and to help make this a better place to live, so that when you move on, you'll have left behind a better world for those who follow. Whatever you do, you can now do better, because you have awakened the genius faculties that were dormant within you. You will now be sensitive in the detection of health problems and how to correct them. Likewise, you will be able to resolve family conflicts and business challenges. If you're a parent, you can educate your children in how to use more of their minds. You can help literally everyone you meet to be better at what they do and at what they are. Our assignment here is brief. This planet is like a giant airport in space with so many thousands arriving and so many thousands leaving every hour. In less than 100 years, the entire population of 5 billion people will be replaced. Therefore, we must use every day to good purpose. Remember that a new world opens up to you when you access your right brain and make the connection to the spiritual self. Go to the kingdom within. Become centered and clairvoyant. The more centered your thinking, the more prophetic and wise you become. Mistakes lessen. Suffering diminishes. You are solving problems with the Creator. So congratulations are in order. You are now on the right track to carry out your mission and to enjoy your life to the fullest. This is Jose Silva saying, may the intelligence that reigns in the whole universe bless you. And may we meet again, somehow, somewhere, on the path.